Recently, the U.S. Department of Justice announced that it had blocked the proposed merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways, which would create the world's largest airline. For those who watch mergers and acquisitions, the sudden aggressiveness of the federal government toward a proposed merger was news. The U.S. government doesn't get very concerned over the vast majority of acquisitions, but it always gets a fee. In 1976, Congress passed the Hart-Scott-Rodino Antitrust Improvements Act, which established a pre-merger notification procedure for acquisitions of one company by another in which certain size thresholds were met. In 2013, this threshold is met if the target corporation has a capitalization of over $70.9 million or if the acquirer is worth over $283.6 million. If necessary, the acquirer files an HSR form with the federal government with the appropriate fee. Depending on the size of the transaction, in 2013, the fee is between $45,000 and $280,000, leading practitioners to refer to the fee as a merger tax. Depending on which industry the target and the acquirer do business in, this application will be sent to the Department of Justice or the Federal Trade Commission. Last year, about 1,400 applications were filed, compared to a mergers and acquisitions high of 2,201 in 2007. Around 3-4% of the time, the FTC or the DOJ will request more information about the merger. Then, negotiations will take place between the parties and the government over whether or not the proposed merger will have anti-competitive effects. From an antitrust standpoint, the government wants to ensure that the surviving combined company will not have a market share so significant that it will be able to charge monopolistic rents. In other words, a price higher than could be charged if there were more viable competitors. For several decades now, the government has been fairly laissez-faire in blocking mergers. Only once or twice a year is an acquisition completely stopped, though negotiations can result in a restructuring, where the acquirer agrees to sell certain divisions to a third party, or in the transaction being voluntarily abandoned. In 2011, the government blocked the AT&T-T-Mobile merger. This year, the DOJ required a restructuring of Anheuser-Busch's acquisition of Grupo Modelo before the transaction could close. So what about the American Airlines-U.S. Airways merger? These airlines may unfortunately be the last ones standing in merger musical chairs, coming after the government allowed the Delta Northwest merger, the United Continental merger, and the Southwest AirTran merger. Now, with so much consolidation in the industry, and with fares increasing significantly following that consolidation, the government may be putting its antitrust foot down. If the merger were consummated, four airlines would control over 80% of all U.S. commercial air travel. But if the merger isn't consummated, then American will have to adopt a different plan to emerge from bankruptcy. The airlines argue that the merger creates efficiencies that will benefit travelers. Is a blocked merger always a good thing for consumers? In 2005, the FTC blocked a proposed Blockbuster Hollywood Video merger on the grounds that the merger would create a huge superpower in the video rental industry. However, the industry was really becoming the video delivery industry, which was already being reshaped by Netflix. Hollywood Video liquidated in 2010. Blockbuster today has 500 stores. Redbox has 42,000 kiosks. This is Christine Hurt.